You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, it's Kevin Larson coming at you from Wayne Army Community Hospital with this latest episode of The Pulse, the podcast that keeps you in the know about all things happening at Wayne Army Community Hospital and all of our outlying clinics. And today I am joined by a very important person who does a lot of important things here at Wayne Army Community Hospital and some things for some of our outlying clinics. We'll get into that more later. But basically, did you know that Wayne Army Community Hospital has a person who can help you navigate the healthcare processes and address any concerns you have here at our hospital? Someone who's here to help you and guide you. And that person is Jenna Olson. I'm joined by her today. Jenna, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
All right, let's get right into it. So you are our patient advocate here at Wayne Army Community Hospital. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you always worked in healthcare, and when did you get it started as a patient advocate?
Absolutely. So I consider myself to be a dedicated, goal-oriented health professional with a passion for helping others and advocating for individuals in need. I've worked in the healthcare industry within the DOD, DHA for approximately 15 years and have served as the patient advocate for Wayne Army Community Hospital for the past year.
So give me a little bit more detail. Are you like prior service? Are you a military spouse? You know, a little bit more detail about who Ms. Olson is.
Currently, I am a military spouse. However, I started my career as a dental assistant. So I started in healthcare. So healthcare has been my thing. I started in dental in 2009. And from there, I moved from just doing chairside and surgery to doing more admin related things. And as I did that, I was then the EA for the DENTAC commander, and then I was also the EA for the DCA here in the command suite. After that, I transitioned downstairs to the patient advocacy.
So you've seen it all pretty much from being bedside, chairside, helping out beneficiaries, and now moving on up to the higher top-down view of helping beneficiaries from the point where you once were directly at that point of patient care.
Absolutely. What I've learned is that patient advocacy actually starts for anybody that provides care. And that's just honest. So even as a chairside assistant, you could find yourself talking to a soldier who just recently came back from a deployment or on the way to a deployment, and they're having some issues, and there's something about a dental chair or just any type of practice or a room or operatory that sometimes gives people a safe space, or they feel like they're safe, or it just could be the individual they're talking to, they felt safe. And that was one of the things that happened with me. Most of the patients I had, even when I worked in specialty, I could ask them how they were doing, and at some point they may tell me what issues they had going on. So I've been providing health care, even if it wasn't from a provider standpoint, for over 15 years. So helping people is just my jam, if you give me that.
Absolutely. I will give you that jam. So what would you say is your primary mission now as the patient advocate formally in that formal role?
Overall, the primary mission is to help improve the quality of healthcare services and to facilitate excellent customer service and quality of care to all patients' experiences across the Wayne Army Community Hospital footprint.
That's a big job. So, I mean, to break it down, what does your day-to-day look like? What can happen in your normal coming to work day to day?
Well, on a typical day, I'm responsible for coordinating the resolution of beneficiaries, patient concerns, complaints, and issues with the appropriate administrative support personnel and or healthcare providers throughout Wayne Army Community Hospital. I also ensure that all complaints are escalated to the appropriate department or leadership for resolution in a timely manner, which is pretty much what the ICE system regulations are. And in some cases, patient advocates will also conduct studies regarding legal liabilities and the quality of care to help facilitate changes for meeting patients' rights. So if we have congressionals, things like that, sometimes they come through patient advocacy as well.
And those are a big deal. And the world comes to a stop when you get a congressional. I mean, everybody stops what they're doing and says, oh, my God, Congress is looking at us. Quick, answer the mail.
Exactly.
Exactly. And we are obligated to do so. No knock against Congress there. If Congress has concerns, we answer them.
We're on it.
We are on it. Exactly. So if a beneficiary or a patient has a concern, how do they reach out to you? I've heard tell that we have phone numbers on our website, and they do work, but is that the primary way of reaching out to you? Are there other mechanisms? How does that work? How do patients and beneficiaries reach out to you if they need your help?
Good question. There are several ways. I can be contacted by office visit, telephone call. Now, my specific number is 912-435-5531. There are two other alternate numbers that are on the website, and those were for the previous employees that were here. At this point, since there's just me, my line only rings for the 5531. The other two numbers do come to my line. However, the voicemails that are left, I'm unable to check just because we're not able to check voicemails or set up a voicemail. So if you're not able to reach me on my actual line, you can always utilize the ICE system. That's going to be your next best thing. Go online. If you go to the ICE.DESA.mil, you're able to place your concern or compliment in there, and that's going to guarantee come to me, and I'm going to be able to check it. So if I'm out of the office, like I'm up here doing the podcast, if I'm out of the office and a customer comes in right now, there's a sign that states that, but they can always go on to the ICE.DESA.mil and put it in there, and I guarantee you that I'll get back to them.
So there are alternatives. There isn't just one phone number. That's it. There are other mechanisms out there, folks, that if you need to reach out to our patient advocate to voice concern or even a compliment, because people don't realize it's not the interactive complaint system, it's the interactive customer evaluation system. You can put in good compliments.
A nice. Instead of an ice.
A nice instead of an ice.
There you go.
You heard it here first.
That's
folks.
That's right.
Use the nice system. I like it. So we've been going on here a little bit, so we're going to take a quick break and play you a valuable message.
Join us in celebrating Nurses Week, a special time dedicated to honoring the incredible contributions of nurses everywhere from May the 6th through May the 12th. You can show your appreciation throughout the WIN footprint all week. Nurses are the heart of healthcare, making a difference in the lives of patients and families every day. So join us in saying thank you to these amazing caregivers.
And we're back, and I'm joined today by Jenna Olson. She is the patient advocate here at WIN Army Community Hospital. She's been sharing with us about how you can reach out to her with your concerns or even your nice compliments.
Absolutely nice.
You can tell good things and bad things to Jenna, and she will get on them. And if push come to shove, we do have a complaint, which life happens, people have concerns, they want to voice them. What steps do you take to look into those complaints? What's your process?
Well, depending on the situation, a walk-in or ICE, you want to know what clinic, who's the PCM, and what is the situation. Those are a lot of times what the things that I ask. So if people are having issues with the pharmacy, then you're going to want to, if you're utilizing the queue anywhere, or if you're utilizing the script center, or if you're just trying to be concerned about wait times, sometimes you can ask those questions in the pharmacy. But if you, for some reason, need to come and ask me about it, I have no problem. I'm going to go down there and ask the question for you. But when it comes to primary care, or if it's a referral issue, you can always put in an ICE concern. ICE concern, and not necessarily a complaint. And we'll do our best to get a resolution. Like I would state later on that when it comes to resolution, sometimes everybody that comes into the patient advocacy office is not going to always receive resolution. But what can happen is they can get a sense of clarity, maybe some education, and they can walk away with a safe mind of knowing their concern was heard for the most part. So really what we want to do is ensure that everyone knows that Ms. Allison can't always fix all of your issues, but I will hear all of your issues and do everything that I can to reach a resolution, even if it's not the resolution you are exactly looking for at that time.
So it's about patient and beneficiary education, basically, that, hey, look, we hear you, we understand, but sometimes this is just the way it has to be. It's not that we don't care. We do care.
It could just be the regulation. Exactly. I mean, for instance, the regulation for the ICE program requires the chief supervisor to be notified when an ICE is submitted, and then they are required to follow up with resolution after the notification. If it's a walk-in, then I'll assess the situation and determine what the next step will be. So if you come in and it's right after your appointment, we can get you some instant resolution possibly by going back over there. I always tell people while you're in your appointment, if you're having an issue with the provider, then go ahead and ask to speak to the NCOIC or OIC if they're available. It's a lot easier for you to get that kind of resolution. So if it's about some results or if it's about something, a referral that you need and you're feeling like you're not getting that met, it's easier to address it at the time instead of you come down, you see me, and then I go back, but now they're in the room with another patient. So now I may not be able to get you the resolution that you need in a timely manner, but if they're unable to accommodate you and they say they don't have time for that, then definitely come see me.
So that's one of the alternate means that a beneficiary can use to raise a concern is in that moment.
Exactly. Absolutely. Because sometimes we can get a miscommunication. A provider could have a miscommunication, or we could receive it. Perception, as we know, is everything. So we just want to ensure that if you feel like a provider possibly could be lacking in their bedside manner, let's just take that for instance, then it's okay to advocate for yourself and let the provider know that the way that you said that, this is how I took that, and allow them to clarify it for you, because as we know, people have cultural differences.
This is true.
And so if you come from other places and been other places, some people can be more straightforward. Like me growing up, if I did something, my mom was more like, that wasn't a bad choice, but it wasn't the right choice. Let's make a better choice next time. Whereas some parents might be like, that was a dumb choice or that was a bad choice and don't ever do it again. But it just depends on where you're from and how you receive it. So if you feel like your provider is not speaking to you in a way that is acceptable to you, then make it known at that point. And if you feel like you're getting nowhere, then absolutely come and see me.
So that gets kind of to a point we were talking about earlier about the phone numbers, the one that is yours and the others that ring through, and going when you are in the moment, talking to the non-commissioned officer in charge at the clinic or to the provider themselves in the moment. How many patient advocates do we have here at WIN, and what is your footprint really? What are you really responsible for?
So at this point, I am the only patient advocate. I'm the lone patient advocate by myself right now. However, I have collaborated with Ms. Keisa Mitchell, who is our ombudsman, and she really does help me to facilitate the outlying clinics, meaning like for active duty service members. She's really good with that. They can go over to the TMC, the Hawks TMC, and see her. And her number, just in case, is 912-435-5378. And she's really good with assisting me with those. But for me, myself, currently I am assisting with Tuttle, Richmond Hill Medical Home, and of course, WIN Army Community Hospital.
So that is a lot of ground to cover for one person.
That is one big foot.
That is one big foot.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, it's an even bigger shoe then, you know, so yeah.
Right, absolutely. It's like a sandal. You need a little bit extra space.
Yeah, got to have some wiggle room there. So that goes back to the NICE system we were talking about
Absolutely.
Earlier.
Absolutely.
That is a conduit that people can use.
Be nice to your patient advocate.
Be nice to your patient advocate. Voice your concerns, you know. Use that as a tool, right? The ICE system.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then, at the end of the day, what is the end result of a patient or beneficiary's interaction with you?
Well, the end result, the outcome is going to be, of course, a case-by-case basis. The encounter may differ based on the case, and some interactions do lead to resolutions. Most times, we get resolution. If it is, I've been calling to get my prescription filled and I didn't, I've been needing a prior authorization, I didn't, I have a really good relationship, I've collaborated with the pharmacy, and if it's in there or down there, they give me a good heads up to like, okay, I see it, I'll go ahead and process it. Or if it was an order that was returned or for whatever reason, sometimes the system could actually return it and the provider nor the pharmacy knows. So when they come and make it known and they look into it, then they go ahead and they get some resolution for that. However, it can still be a valuable experience even if we don't reach the resolution that's, you know, expected. We can offer some clarification and information, helping to understand why the situation was. There are sometimes people come in and they want a referral for a specific department, but in order for you to get that referral, you have prerequisites that are required. And not knowing, because the patient has their expectation, not knowing the prerequisites, they feel like they were not given what they were requesting. So we just want to ensure that when we're met with a no, that is it because the regulation is stating that, or does the provider not feel like it would be an adequate referral? But we want to ensure that we get clarification for that, because sometimes there is a reason, or maybe the changes with Humana and TRICARE, like it's a requirement that they've placed that maybe they didn't have before. So, I mean, even for a lot of us here, for females, OBGYN. OBGYN used to have minimal staffing. So a lot of times if our dependents or active duty members lived in Richmond Hill or Savannah, they were allowed to go to Savannah for care. But since that time, we have upped our staffing in OBGYN. So therefore, those same people who may have had a baby 2 years ago are now being told that they have to come here. And the reason for that is not because of the facility per se. It's because of the way the insurance and the way Humana and TRICARE is, the requirements. If it's a service that we can provide, we cannot refer them out unless the provider states that there's nothing that they can do and they need somebody else to be able to perform that service. So you may hear people that are still pregnant that go out for what's called total care. You may hear people that go out because they could possibly have some other kind of issue. And so sometimes it's met with a little bit of expectation that I want to go off post because I want to do this. And then when they're not, they don't get the expected in, then sometimes our service members, dependents have more of a not so good feeling. They feel like they were not satisfied because they didn't get to make that choice. But it's not the MTF. It is more of what's required for TRICARE. So if people have that understanding, it's not always a resolution that you want, but you get the clarification that you need to understand why the decision was made.
So it's basically coming away both sides, not necessarily totally happy, but both sides satisfied, knowing that, hey, this is the reality of the situation. It is what it is. And it comes down to education and then everybody going away in agreement and being basically satisfied. So that's
a good point. What we want is for people to have, even if you don't have the resolution that you want, that you have the understanding that you need to understand why it is. Because as we know, as the world changes, we once could do some things that we can't do anymore because maybe you can't. And that's just like with, you know, we don't have control. We don't have control of the prices in the store. We don't have the control of prices on food or gas. We just show up and then we have to pay it if we want it.
That's true.
And so it is not to make anybody feel unserved or to make anyone have a bad experience, because here at WIN, we want to give you the best experience that we possibly can. And we understand that everybody has their choice or they have their expectation for what they would like. And we want to meet you with a yes and not a hard no, but we have to do us within the regulation for us as well.
That is a good place to close it off. Any closing thoughts, final thoughts that you want to share?
I think that, like I said before, I'm open for any and everybody that has an issue if they want to come in and talk to me. But just ensure that when you do come in, that we're having a understanding that I may not be able to get you the absolute best resolution that you want, but I'm going to do my absolute best to get you what you need.
And that's it. It's a nice way to close out this podcast.
That's right. Be nice to your patient advocate. Put in nice comments. We love it.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I had Jenna Olson here, our patient advocate for WIN Army Community Hospital, join us on this episode of The Pulse.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for joining me. I'm here. You came to me. So yes, absolutely. Thanks for joining me on this episode. And that's it for this episode. And this is Kevin from WIN Army Community Hospital
and
Public
Janae.
Affairs. And Janae. It's been a nice podcast. We're signing off.
That's it.
We'll catch you on the flip side.